This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering.
I,
Kim Janey,
do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Madam Mayor.
That is Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court Chief Justice Kimberly Butt, the first Black woman to lead the SJC, swearing in Kim Janey, now the first Black and first woman mayor of Boston. WBUR's Anthony Brooks was there today. He joins us now. Anthony, welcome.
Hey, hi, Tiziana. Nice to be here.
So watching it from afar this morning, you know, online, Anthony, I was remembering being present when Ayanna Pressley was first sworn in as a city councilwoman. And it was, you know, historic. And you could feel it in the room. What did it feel like to be there today?
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good way to describe it. I mean, there was a lot of history being made there. Obviously, we've talked a lot about Mayor Janey being the first Black person, the first woman to lead the city in its 200-year history. So that alone made this day historic. But consider as well, and you mentioned this, that the new mayor was sworn in by Chief Justice Kimberly Budd, the first Black woman to lead the state's highest court. And she was introduced by Congresswoman Pressley, who was the first woman of color to serve on the Boston City Council and the first woman of color to be elected to Congress in Massachusetts. So a lot of firsts, a lot of historic changes for this city and state. And Mayor Janey spoke to some of us after she was sworn in and quoted Ayanna Pressley saying, "This isn't just breaking through a glass ceiling, it's crashing through a concrete ceiling." And she said also, by the way, that this is as much as this is a great day for Boston, she pointed out that a lot of other cities got to this point a lot sooner. So it took a while. And here's a clip from a little more about what she had to say during her prepared remarks.
"I come to this day with life experience that is different from the men who came before me. I was born into a family with deep roots in the South End and six generations in Roxbury, the center of our great city. I come from a long line of proud educators, entrepreneurs, artists, and advocates."
Janey said today's a new day. She also tipped her hat to her predecessor, Marty Walsh, calling him a son of Dorchester whose achievements make us all proud.
So, Anthony, she just referred to the men who came before her. They were all white men. So what do you expect to see in how Mayor Janey leads since she has shifted that focus to her unique perspective? What do you think her priorities will be?
Well, she made clear that her priorities include tackling a series of challenges that are all linked to a lack of fairness, a lack of equity, and inclusivity in the city. For example, she talked about the need to address the wealth gap in Boston, as well as a health gap that afflicts communities of color. She talked about the need to, in her words, dismantle systemic racism, including reforming how we police the city. And in terms of immediate priorities, she said she would continue to address the pandemic, ensuring that the vaccine is rolled out fairly and reaches all communities. So here's a bit more of what she had to say about that.
"Let's be clear. The problems laid bare by the pandemic were here well before COVID-19. The issues of affordable housing, fair wages, public transportation, and climate change are not new. What's different is that these problems now impact even more of us."
So, Anthony, normally an event like this would be packed, you know, watching virtually today. It couldn't be. It clearly wasn't. But who was there? And did you talk to anybody after the ceremony?
Yeah. I mean, members of her family were there, of course. There were a handful of public officials. But, of course, because of COVID protocols, it was a fairly small group that gathered on the third floor mezzanine at City Hall. I spoke to Suffolk County Sheriff Steve Tompkins, among others, who says he's excited that Boston has a Black woman as a mayor. He says more than anything, he appreciates the change that she represents and her message of inclusivity.
"She just mentioned to me that she wants to have a conversation with me about corrections and public safety and policing. She was just installed to then turn to me to say, I want to have this conversation. Says yes, that speaks loudly to inclusiveness. And I think that's going to be a very serious and vibrant thing. And I look forward to those conversations."
And Tompkins believes that even as an acting mayor, Janey is going to be able to make a big difference in the months ahead.
And so what will you watch for, Anthony, now that as acting mayor, day one has started?
Well, I mean, I think all of us are curious to know if Janie's going to jump into the race for mayor. She hasn't said that yet, and she was asked again today by reporters if she was going to get into the race. There are already, as you know, five candidates who are in the race. You know, I understand why she's not going to declare her intentions just yet. I mean, first she needs to focus on being mayor, and she has to get that right. And in terms of the politics, if she does intend to run, it's to her advantage to use the power of incumbency rather than just jumping into a crowded field. So she said that she would be letting us know in the coming weeks whether she was going to be running. So that will be an interesting moment to hear about.
We will watch for it with you. That's WBUR's Anthony Brooks. Anthony, thanks for giving us your time today.
Hey, my pleasure.